BC Conservative leader John Rusted stood in front of much of his caucus in Surrey on Wednesday, June 25, as the party's MLAs yelled their 100% behind their leader. Members were in Surrey for a pre-planned caucus meeting, and though a couple were absent for personal reasons, just about every Conservative MLA was at the meeting. Rusted said his caucus is united. Wednesday's meeting comes after a tumultuous few weeks for the Conservative leader. Rumors began swirling of discontent among his caucus following the release of a leaked letter in which Rusted warned his caucus of alleged attempts by former members and their associates, now part of 1BC, to blackmail party members to join them. 1BC denies the allegations, and Rusted has not publicly provided evidence of blackmail. Rusted said he does not regret writing the letter, though he admitted he might have erred in word choice. "I do think about whether I should have used the word blackmail," he said. "That was how staff described it to me. So it's unfortunate that that has become very politicized." The letter refers to alleged blackmail attempts by three independent MLAs and their staff. Former Conservative MLAs Dallas Brody, Tara Armstrong and Jordan Keeley left the Conservatives in March amid controversy stemming from Brody publicly questioning the evidence of children's graves at residential schools. Brody and Armstrong have joined 1BC, while Keeley is keeping his options open. The blackmail allegations were brought to the RCMP by the NDP, who say these sorts of accusations involving MLAs must be investigated. Rusted said his staff had spoken with lawyers, but did not want to report the allegations to police. He then urged people involved with 1BC to be professional and not publicly share Conservative staff's personal information, such as cell phone numbers and home addresses. "Have some class, have some respect," he said. Meanwhile, Rusted is undergoing a leadership review as part of party rules established at the most recent annual general meeting on March 1. This review involves a riding-by-riding vote among the roughly 9,000 party members, and he needs at least 51% support to continue as leader. "It isn't a unique situation," he said. "This is something that other political parties have done."